And so we begin by drawing attention to our breath, a reminder of life, a reminder of presence, allowing our body's natural filter to draw our breath in through our nose. So we hold it in our belly just for a moment, exhaling through our mouth, rooting us in this moment, reminding us that this moment contains every moment. Each moment we've lived, and the possibility of every moment we will be gifted with. And so in this present moment, we recognize the embrace of the divine, the presence of love, that we are held, that we are safe, that we belong. That God loves us more than we want to be loved. And with that, we move into an open-hearted posture of gratitude, which allows for us to receive gifts, which allows for us to be seen, to be held, to be loved. It's with gratitude that we receive this moment, the gift of this weekend, the richness of fellow pilgrims who have come to join us, making these intentions to return to our center, to remember what we've forgotten, and to be aligned with love. With gratitude, we allow our hearts to be more receptive, to receive even difficult gifts, to receive the possibility that we may be more beautiful than we could have imagined. And with gratitude, we open our hearts to be surprised, to be invited into mystery, and to wade into those murky waters with a kind of courage that does not leave fear behind, but confronts fear as a malformation of the truth and as illusion that keeps us stuck. And as a way of being entrapped into false memories or the fog of forgottenness. So with gratitude, we open our hearts. With gratitude, we allow ourselves to be seen, to be loved. And with gratitude, we move into the third movement of this practice, which is a reflective remembering of this day. Waking up, for some of us, really early. Sleeping in and jumping out of bed in a panic. Delayed or missed flights. We remember what it was like to open our eyes the first time this morning. To receive a day full of possibilities. I want you to, in your mind, follow your path from your bedroom, your flat, your home, your condo, to the car, to the train, to the bus, or to the flight that got you here. I want you to remember those folks who sent you on your way, who met you along your journey, and who received you here. I want you to remember those folks that you left behind in your last interactions with them. An embrace, a sweet word, a reminder of your care for them or theirs for you. I want you to think through this day and recall the meals that you are able to enjoy. The reconnections with old friends, the introductions to new friends, the journey from the city to the countryside, to this monastery, to your guest room, And as you reflect on your day, I want you to draw attention to a consolation, a moment of deep peace, of rooted and grounded centeredness, a moment where you knew you were loved, where you felt like it was okay to be you, a moment of mystery, of remembering, a moment that you just wish you could have stayed in a little bit longer. And so if it was a meal, then listen to that consolation, remembering that in all great religious traditions, the table is a consistent metaphor of paradise. And at the table, we are invited into the existential beyond. If it was in the embrace of an old or a new friend, be held in that moment. Listen to what it's telling you about your belovedness, about your connection to a community, to a place, to a person. If this consolation, if this moment that you wish could have lasted longer, that you felt safe and held in, was during a practice, a mindfulness, meditation, or contemplative practice, then allow that memory to hold you just for a moment longer, allowing that interior solitude, silence, or stillness to deepen within you, to create more spaciousness, to receive the gifts that can only come through sacred pause. If that consolation was that hot cup of coffee, that hot cup of tea, looking into it, remembering that even in that mug, the earth is contained. The waters from the sea fed the plant, rooted in the ground, nurtured by the sun, connecting us to the oneness of the world that holds us, that we abide in and that abides within us. Whatever that consolation is, I want you to just sit with it for a moment and listen to what it has to tell you about mystery, about belovedness, about simplicity, about the truth of who you are. And being held in this consolation, go beyond the ordinariness of what is mundane to find what is divine. I also want you to recall this day, and as you rummage through your memories, I want you to identify a desolation, a moment where you were not your best self, a moment where you felt lost, a moment where you did not feel safe or seen, held, or loved, a moment where you allowed the voices that roll around in the back of your head, if it was regret or guilt, shame or doubt, fear or disappointment, to take over. I want you to face this consolation with courage, this desolation, and name it for what it is. A distraction, a derailment, a moving you away from the embrace of love, a resistance to the divine, a habit or a pattern or an addiction that you constantly return to. And if you're unable to find a kind of sense of humor about it, there I go again. Then in the fourth movement of this practice, we bring this desolation into a kind of letting go, a releasing, a confessing, an appealing beyond for help or mercy. For some of us, these desolations are exhausting. They're too heavy of a burden to carry. They press us down, they hold us down. They drag us back to a person we no longer are, to a memory we no longer want to be held by. And so in the fourth movement of this practice, we really do let go. We set these down. We disempower the control that they've held over us. And if this is an asking for help, for forgiveness, for courage, or just enough to keep going one more day, in this fourth movement of the practice, we breathe in to the freedom on the other side of these desolations. We breathe in to the reconciliation, the restoration, and the renewal of what they have prevented and kept us from living into. And in letting go of these desolations, setting them down, loosening the grasp that they've held over us, we move into the final stage of this practice, which is a hopeful resolution for a new tomorrow, for a reset. And as the sun rises, we will anticipate with hope the possibility of new consolations. We will, with courage, recognize desolations waiting for us. And by allowing everything to belong, we will make room so that, again, we can be guided, that we can return home, that we can rest in love, and that we can remember the name beyond the name given to us at birth, the name that speaks to us in the sacred, silent places of our souls, the name that affirms we are loved, that you are the beloved.